Pat is on the line at 308-8867. Hey, Pat, welcome to Milberger's Gardening South Texas. How you doing today?
Pretty good. I'm having a problem with snakes in my backyard.
That's no problem unless they're rattlers.
Well, I had a couple of them in the last couple of weeks, those big old rat snakes, no big deal. But today I got a coral snake that's dug in behind between my house and some of my bushes. You know, it's about
okay. What color is it now?
Oh, it's a coral snake. It has a black head.
Tell me the talk. Say the
talk. Say again?
So tell me the little rhyme that tells you it's a coral
snake. Oh, red and yellow, kill a fella. Black and red, blah, blah, blah.
So generally, have you got a, is there a pasture or field around
it?
Yeah,
I have a green belt behind me.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get rid of that coral snake.
The typical pattern, I mean, let's see, there's a number of things people do.
Uh-huh.
Move. That's one of them.
When I lived in Austin, we had the pasture behind her. Most of the folks in our housing area would have a strip of just really kind of mowed, really tight grass. They didn't seem to want to cross that. Or they had a white rock, three feet kind of surrounding the area. And then terrier or cats seem to...
Yeah, terriers, I guess.
Just all that, yeah, all that activity out there kind of discouraged
me. My neighbor said we should get a cat. The rat snakes don't bother me. It's the coral. You know, if I want to go out and work in my garden, I don't know if he's all curled up in there.
Yeah. Well, the good news about the coral snake are that they're not nearly as aggressive. You'd have to kind of will him to get your hand down there to people. But you're right. The people that do get bit are the ones that are digging and corner them.
Is it best just to let them do their thing and he'll eventually go away?
They may not be going away. I'd kill them if you've seen them. Have you?
Yeah, you
what's
see.
That?
You have seen them,
haven't you?
Yeah.
I'm not feeding them.
You've seen him though.
How often do you see the snake?
Well, I just saw the morning when I was out cutting the grass. Twice.
Did you see where he went? Is it something that you could spend a little time some morning just trying to dig him out?
Yeah, that's what I figured. He's back behind about 4 foot bushes between my house, and there's all gravel under there, and I didn't want to take my hands, so I tried for a couple of hours to try to run him out of there.
Oh, okay.
And I think he just dug in, so I may wait until the morning or today when he gets
there. I wonder if anything kill a snake.
I don't know.
I bet it would.
I'd
dust that area down with orthane.
I don't know what the snakes have nostrils. Do they smell?
I've heard of a product called Snake Away. Does that work at all?
Smell with their tongue.
Yeah, I think I'd try something like that for sure. But Jerry is kind of the same idea, is that you got a relatively fragrant and potent insecticide that might drive them out if it doesn't hurt the snake specifically.
And it's also systemic.
Yeah.
I'm gonna suggest you actually call Warren.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Spider-Man. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna suggest just to get his advice.
Oh, I bet he wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I bet he wouldn't mind either. So if you wanted to call him, I think you can reach him today. Try that number, and if not, they'll call you back on Monday. And
okay, what was the number?
656-3721.
That's a good idea, because I'll bet he's run into that.
Yeah, I bet
15
he has
or 20 times in his career.
And if it's something you can do yourself, he'll suggest it. And if it's not, then he'll give you whatever it'll cost for him to come over and do
now,
it.
Now, don't you tell him what we suggested. If he says, what did they suggest? No, don't you tell him that, because he'll start using our remedies.